First Fridays, they're back on Historic Seminary Street. This Friday, June 5th, kicks off the summer season. We've got two Seminary Street merchants with us this morning, Morgan Seabloom, and a marketing operations coordinator for Adante and Dory's Pet Emporium, and Nikki Malley, owner of Malley Farms. So, Morgan and Nikki, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's jump into it. So, for listeners that may not be familiar with First Fridays, what makes it a Galesburg tradition? What is First Fridays?
First Fridays is really one of those kind of ideal, I think, small town collaborations where a free community event, I want to emphasize the free part, a free community event is put on through collaboration from all of the local businesses, merchants, and restaurants who are on Historic Seminary Street. And we also work in collaboration with local corporate sponsors. So this is where the free component comes in. It's funded through this collaboration so that community members can come out and watch a free live concert. We shut down the street, so it becomes kind of a street party. Local businesses in the Seminary Street Merchants District are out in the street. Restaurants are out doing food and drink specials. Shops are doing specials out in the street and cool things inside their own stores. So it's a way for us to open up the street and bring it out to the public, but it also is just this great moment for the community to come together, enjoy live music, and be in this space that is really unique to Galesburg. It's this moment where you see people you haven't seen for months, especially the first one of the summer. Everybody's kind of connecting after a crazy spring right out in the street in downtown Galesburg.
Yeah. So, Nikki, you know, First Fridays has been going on for many years. Philip Dickinson, of course, with Landmark, was in on the inception of it, but from your perspective as a merchant on Seminary Street, what's it mean for the merchants to have this event?
Well, I think it means a few things, and you know, not to be kind of too rose-colored glasses about it, but I grew up with parents who owned a small business in another small town, and there is something that's really deeply meaningful about being a business in the community and understanding and participating in your community. And this is a moment for us to really literally open our doors to the community in a different way than day-to-day shopping, day-to-day dining. It is a celebration of the community that the businesses that are owned by local people independently here in Galesburg get to participate in. But it also, I think, has become something that community members in Galesburg look towards. For a lot of people, it's one of the kind of marks of the beginning of summer. Yeah. You know, this happens right after graduations in town. It usually coincides with Knox graduation, which it will do again this year. So it is a little bit the unofficial kickoff to summer. And particularly in summer, when people get busy in different ways, it is this moment to reconnect once a month. But I think as a business owner, for me, it's such a vibrant evening. Having done this for a few years now, people come in every single time, people who have not experienced my store before because they don't shop during the weekdays or they just don't find themselves on Seminary Street regularly. They discover things they hadn't seen before, and it is just busy and vibrant, and the vibe is just so overwhelmingly positive. It's one of those things that you kind of wish you could duplicate all the time. Yeah. It's us at our best for an evening. And again, I know that sounds overly romantic, but it really is one of those kind of
a smaller free version of Taste of Galesburg. I mean, everybody looks forward to that. You know, everybody says it's kind of a reunion, and you mentioned that too, but this is a more of a frequent basis. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and Morgan, for, you know, Dante and Dory's being a newer business in the area, you know, talk about, you know, what it means for, first of all, have you gotten inside the giant bowl in the window yet?
I tried. That's why it's not up in the window anywhere. No, I'm just kidding.
I figured somebody took a cannonball to that thing. But anyway, but like Dante and Dory's, you know, you're a newer business there in the area. You know, what's it mean something like this?
I mean, it's great foot traffic for people who may have not seen this store yet, who haven't been over by there. They can see what we have. We don't really see a lot of pets come out for First Fridays because they're not great at dancing or eating the food there, but we hope, you know, that they'll see it and then be able to come back and visit us another day or when they need something for their pet.
Right.
We're talking First Fridays with Morgan Seabloom and Nikki Malley from Malley Farms. This Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. on Historic Seminary Street, free event. Bring a lawn chair. So this Friday's music, Bits and Pieces, classic rock with a kick of Santana, sponsored by CBI Bank. Talk about the music and what that atmosphere provides.
Well, it's no surprise to people who know me. I've had a long career in music, so I've kind of gotten more involved in the music this year. I think obviously for me, it's one of the most special things about this event is live music. Much of it, local music, our outstanding local musicians. Mm-hmm. We have such a vibrant music scene here, kicking off with Bits and Pieces is a great example. They are a frequent flyer with us on First Fridays because they have a tremendous local following. They are extremely fun, really beautifully executed music. They're fantastic musicians. It is music that you know and love and want to dance to and want to sing to. And we really tried to do that all summer. And we were very strategic about trying to find a variety of music. So we've got classic rock in June this week, and so Friday, July 3rd is Frank F. Sidney's Western Bandit Volunteer. Yes, who've never played First Fridays, but also our tremendous local band that has been on hiatus for a little bit. They're coming back for us. And then we have a new group coming from the Peoria area called Soul Situation in August. And it is soul and funk and R&B, horns, vocalists. It's going to be incredible. And then Pippi and Danny finish us off in September. And anybody who saw them at the end of our season last year knows, again, this is music that you love with a large band, great performance. So each month is a little bit different, but features local and regional artists and really celebrates the incredibly high caliber of music that's made around here.
Right.
Let's talk food. So, well, Mallee Farms, for instance, what do you plan on, Nikki?
So what has worked for us really well is we're kind of snack central at First Fridays. We have these... We're going to have a bunch of our favorite snacks from the shop out in the street, so we'll be out there as well. And we're also going to be featuring our new line of handmade chocolates. We're making these pretty fabulous chocolate bonbons, and so we're going to have a little special out in the street where you can come by and just get a single one, or you can get a huge box. We're happy to, you know, sell you as many as you would like. So we're going to have some sweet and salty treats out there, and then our restaurant friends up and down the street really bring their restaurants right out into the street, and they all have specials. Really affordable. I mean, between, you know, $3 and $10, you can get a snack or a whole meal, and you can also cruise the street and get something from each place. So they're all designed to be kind of small-ish bites, so you can really explore the street. Gives the restaurants a chance to do specials, some things that are a little different than their regular menu, and then also bring out some of their favorites from their menu to the street. So it is, like Jay said, it's a little bit of a mini taste of Galesburg, where you really get to go out and sample a bunch of things without doing one sit-down meal at one place.
Yeah, I'll be filling my bowl.
Oh, won't we all? And there are drink specials. Euclid Beverage is our drink sponsor, and so there'll be an adult beverage tent, and then some of the restaurants that are up on the street will also have their own drink specials. So it really is, it's like a little street fair in all the ways.
Do we know what restaurants will be participating?
We do. Landmark Cafe is always out front doing some cool stuff. Innkeeper's Coffee will have their mobile cart down doing drinks and I believe some snacks as well. Packing House will be out. They come out from around the corner. They'll be out near Carriage House. Jimmy's Pizza, so don't worry, you can get your pizza and walk up and down the street. JT's Caramel Corn will be out with some caramel corn and other great snacks. And Cornucopia also has healthy and delicious foods. They'll be out in the street. And I believe those are all of our restaurants, but that'll be out in the street. But all the restaurants up and down the street are also open, so you can hop in. Just because Landmark is open in the street doesn't mean you can't go in and have your full meal inside. So you actually have kind of double the restaurants for that night.
What's going on at Dante and Dory's? Well, are there specials or anything for First Friday?
Not during it, really, but we'll be out there handing stuff out, just letting people know that we're open, talking to them, and letting them know we're down here and around.
No, if you haven't stepped into Dante, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know, it's cool.
I've been in there a few times buying cow stomachs and whatnot.
For yourself or for others?
Well, you know, it's a potluck. But.
And you'll see Candace running around. I think she's going to help us MC that evening and make sure everything's flowing on stage there and we can keep moving.
Well, we are speaking with Morgan Seabloom, Nikki Mallee, with us for First Fridays this Friday, 5 to 8, Seminary Street, free something for the whole family. How about Discovery Depot? It's going to be providing children activities. How family friendly is First Fridays?
It really is family friendly, and we in order to kind of emphasize that we have a dedicated children's activity area each month for the event, the Discovery Depot and the Community Arts Center will be handling that kind of 1 month on, 1 month off. And this Friday, Discovery Depot is the children's enrichment activity sponsor, and they're going to have a booth where kids can make DIY hand spinners. And so I think the street's going to be filled with all these colorful hand spinners running to and fro, which will make it easier to find your child in the crowd. And the nice thing is, for kids who want activities, we have that area. We do have like the designated adult beverage area is its own special area. So as far as like being family friendly, we are very cognizant about keeping things in specific areas, right, so that adults can have adult activities and kids can have kids activities. Then, of course, that area in the kind of front of the street near the stage, to me, that's kind of the most like inclusive area, because you see kids dancing in front of the band, you see adults dancing in front of the band, you see grandparents in their lawn chairs watching the kids dancing in front of the band. So while we have these designated areas so people can be in spaces if they want to, it is very much a mixture of families up and down the street. Right. It is intended to be a very kind of all ages inclusive event, and pets. There are some pets that show up to the event. And I love being next to Dante and Doris because I get to see so many more dogs now that they walk by my store all the time. It's the best. So it really is designed that way, but in a way that I think is really fun for people at all age levels. Sometimes family inclusive things can feel like they're only for kids. Right. This is not the case at all. It really is. You're going to find your fun spot regardless of what season of life you find yourself in.
CBI Bank is the sponsor for June, and then OSF St. Mary, Tompkins State Bank, and Knox are going to carry through the season. What do these community partners mean to the event?
You know, it's the perfect partnership, at least I think on our angle as Seminary Street, because they really come in and help us financially support. And I think the entire reason they do it is, again, to participate in something that is free and welcoming to the entire community. There are no gates up, besides gates to keep the traffic out of the street, because the street is closed. Yeah. Please do not drive down the street during First Fridays. And these are sponsors who've been with us for years and years and years, and they just consider it part of their annual giving package. It's a way to be present. And sure, they're there and we see their logos, but it's really not about promoting their businesses any more than it is giving back. And I will say, these are organizations, I mean, I could go on forever. The number of things that they do behind the scenes to give back to this community, I'm sure none of us really know. I've seen a few things recently that blew me away.
Pillars of the community as far as business.
And they mean it. Yeah. They don't have to do this. There's really, the benefit is all ours as far as the community goes. They don't have to do this. They do this because they truly want to, and they are fantastic partners. They couldn't be easier to work with. They're so supportive. I mean, it really is the way things should work and don't always, but they do for us, and we're pretty grateful for it.
We are running out of time. We got four First Fridays this summer, June 5th, July 3rd, August 7th, September 4th. Anything about the later dates anyone should know about?
No, except that it's still just a big party, and we'll have different sponsors, different kids' activities each time, different food specials each time. And like I said, the music's going to be amazing and really different every month this summer. So you got to come to all four, because it's not a repeat.
Yeah, I'd say bring a lawn chair. Remember that, so you have somewhere to sit, and that even if we're closed and setting up a little bit earlier, the businesses are still open. You can park and shop them even till the event starts. So,
well, one other thing we have not covered. And I know Phil's shaking his fist at me right now. Weather. The weather does not cooperate. What's the plan?
Phil and I had a very high-level meeting yesterday to discuss exactly this. So I am prepared to represent Phil Dickinson in all ways. I really hope he's listening, because he'll love that. Depending on what weather app you open this week, Friday could be literally anything.
Yes.
What I will say is that First Fridays, and I hope I don't jinx it by saying this, Phil said I could say it, has only been canceled two or three times in its 17-year history. It's really been amazing.
Yeah.
So obviously we will only cancel if there's really inclement, dangerous weather. If there's a little sprinkle, we're still going. Right. I'm a musician. I've played in downpours before. Mm-hmm. We can do it. Phil and I will have more high-level meetings on Thursday and Friday morning if the weather continues to look bad. If it does and we have to make a difficult decision, we'll be calling right you on. All yeah, here at right. the station. We'll be talking to Experience Galesburg. We'll have it all over Seminary Street and our own business posts. We'll make sure everybody knows. So if we have to make a difficult decision, you'll hear about it Friday morning. We're going to wait as late as possible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But apparently Phil has an in with the weather deities, and so he tells me it's going to be fine.
Well, he texts me all those severe weather alerts. So,
I bet he does.
we are out of time. It's been Morgan Seabloom, Dante and Dory's Pet Emporium with Nikki Malley, Malley Farms. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Once again, First Friday is Friday, June 5th, 5 to 8 p.m., Historic Seminary Street. Free. Bring a chair, bring an appetite, and we will see you there.